Okay, we're going to go through a broad sugya tonight on an important question. Very important question. It's actually a fundamental question. The question is not only what to do and how to do, but what is actually Hanukkah about. That's how broad the question is tonight, which Taka begins as we had it up there on the sign. That's really what the mice of the Kishayla is. But like I said, it has broader implications for the Yom Tov of Hanukkah in general. But the question, again, as we put it, is there a chiyuv, is there a mitzvah to make parties for Hanukkah or not? Why not? Why not? That's an interesting question. Every Yom Tov, every Shabbos and Yom Tov that we know has a chiyuv to have Sukkos on it, including Purim, which is another Yom Tov Rabbanan, the chiyuv of Mishta v'Simcha. But the question is Hanukkah different? Does Hanukkah not have that chiyuv of Mishta v'Simcha? Maybe it was only given some other function. Like we do have the Lashon Hara Nisan, where it says, the Kavu Shmoinis and Mech Hanukkah Eilu L'Hoidu Shalahal L'Shumcha Agada. Maybe that's all. Maybe it's only L'Hoidu Shalahal. Maybe there isn't any chiyuv of Mishta v'Simcha. So as usual, we'll start with the words of the Gemara, and we'll take it from there and see where it goes. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Omud Beis. This is where the Gemara is about Hanukkah. My Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? The Toru Rabbono. This is a Braita that says as follows. The Chofei B'Kislev, on the 21st day of Kislev, Yoimei the Hanukkah Tamanya Inun, begins the days of Hanukkah, which are 8. And what's the halacha in those 8 days? The lawyer misspaid behind, not to make any hespaidim or eulogies in those days. And why is that? Shekishanichnisu yevonim lahechol timukal. Shmamesh of the hechol. Here the Gemara commences the story, the famous story of Hanukkah. The Greeks came into the hechol and they defiled all of the oil in the hechol. Everyone knows that they only found one little flask of oil filled with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And after Bernays, the leak and we managed from 8 a.m. A miracle happened, and they lit from it 8 days. The Shona Acheres Kivoum, the next year, they were Kiveyayet, which means they made this permanent. The Asorim Yomim Tevim Bahalil Vahidor. They made it Yomim Tevim with Halil and Vahidor. We take the Gemara as it is. We don't see any mention of Mishnah V'Simcha. We do see a mention of Halil V'Hidor. The simple reading of the Gemara leaves us with a conclusion L'Chayra that Halil V'Hidor were mentioned in the words of the Gemara, and there was no mention here of a Suda of Mishnah V'Simcha. So if we stop after the Gemara, it would seem that there's no interest particularly in having parties or Sudas or anything else on Hanukkah. It's about Halil V'Hidor, and that's it. How would you do that? Say hello, sing by the Menorah. That's about it, let's see. Well, let's go to a different Gemara. The Gemara in Tanis, the Mishnah, first on Tanis. Test of all on the verse, state of verse. Ein goizin Tanis ala tzibu b'roshi chadoshim, mechaniko u'b'porim. We cannot decree a fast on the Tzibur, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. We stay there. And the Mishnah says, V'im ischilu, ein mafsikim. Rabbi Rabbi Gamliel. If they started, they don't stop. That's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. But still, despite the Mishnah says, despite the fact that Rabbi Gamliel says, V'im ischilu, ein mafsikim, moido hoya she'ein mashlimim. He was moido, though, that they're not mashlim. What does that mean? Rashi says that they don't finish off the fast full day. The fourth night, they break their fast. As we state in the Mishnah, comes the Gemara. The Gemara is the end of the Perek. Yitzchak Salman Beis and says, "That's how the Gemara is opinion." Aval Chachomim Oimrim, Mitzaneh U'Mashlim. You fast in such a case, and you do finish it off till the end of the day. You don't break your fast during the day. And the Halacha, the Gemara says this: Halacha Mitzaneh U'Mashlim. Exactly, Mitzaneh U'Mashlim Ad Chashenchon. You fast Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Purim until nightfall. That's the Pashto. Taisvus, there, says as follows. Halacha, the Sanu Maslow, the Taisvus. That's only going on in Shabbos. The fact that you already started the fast, and maybe you finish it all, Shabbos. The Iyan Chanukah, while Purim ain't Yochel on Shabbos, you can't fast on Chanukah and Purim. So now we're focusing on Chanukah. You can't fast on Chanukah. The Yom Mishta V'Simchot says the day of Mishta V'Simchot. Yes. So Tosfos here, unlike what it seems like from the Gemara, Tosfos here says, Chanukah is a Yom Mishta V'Simcha, there's no way that you can fast on Chanukah. So if it says that if you start it, you keep it going until the night, it can't be going on Chanukah. The Mishta V'Simcha. Okay? That's a Tosfos, again, not like the simple reading of the Gemara. Now, I want to go to another issue here, important issue. Tosfos is a very important issue. Tosfos is the background to a lot of Pesach Halacha, but you have the Rambam, who goes straight to Pesach and is one of the Amudei Pesach, the Yadua. Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, says as follows. As he reads off the Chanukah story, Umen Pnei Zeh, he says, because of the above, Heskinu Chachomen Sheba'isei Hador, Chachomen of that generation, Eretz Akona. She Yushmeinah Sayomim Ra'elu, Pnei Simcho V'Halil. Days of Simcha and days of Halal. Now again, there's an extra word here in the Rambam, which we did not see in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Halal Voido. The Rambam adds the word Simcha. It was not in there. The Yomim Eilu here in the Shurim Chanukah, they not assume the Hesped V'Tainus, Ki Yimei HaPurim. It's also in Hesped V'Tainus, just like Purim. Okay? He's making a comparison to Purim. He says it's Yimei Simcha. It's also the Hesper of the town, it's just like Purim. What's being said over here? So, I'm not the first one who noticed that extra word in the Rambam. Far from it. A long time ago. An old sefer from several hundred years ago. And it's called Maaseh Rikeach. Maaseh Rikeach is a sefer on the Rambam. And he's a guy from the Rambam, and he says, since the Rambam calls it Yimei Simcha, Mashma the Hasudos Ve'elu Hayomim Einom Rishus Elo Mitzvah. The Sudas, which are customary on Hanukkah, are not Sudas of Rishus, rather these are Sudas Mitzvah. Okay? And why is that, he says? Why, he says, am I drawing this conclusion that there must be Sudas Mitzvah on Hanukkah? What does it say here? All it says is, it's Yimei Simcha. Who says that Yimei Simcha translates into Sudas? So he says, Akaimelo ain't Simcha, Ela Bebasa. Simcha is Bebasa. So, now meanwhile you know that you have to eat steak. But how do you know it has to be in a Suda? So he says, Hainu Derech Suda. When it says ain't Simcha, Ela Bebasa, always, it means ain't Simcha, Ela Bebasa, Derech Suda. It doesn't mean just to eat a piece of meat on the side somewhere. Right? It means to eat meat as part of the Suda. And therefore, since these are Yimei Simcha, as the Rambam says, so therefore, Yimei Simcha means there needs to be meat eaten, and the meat needs to be eaten as part of the Suda, and this is what he derives from the Rambam's Pesach, that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha. That's the only way to make it Yimei Simcha. So we have Tosfos, we have the Rambam, we have the Kolboy. The Kolboy, beginning of Dine Chanukah, the Kolboy says, Yeskinu Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. We're going to see much later, we'll see more from the Kolboy. But for now, he says it's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, which again is a familiar terminology that comes from Purim, which is Mechayiv Asuda, right? We know that one of the mitzvahs Hayim of Purim is Sudas Purim, right? Besides Shalachmonos, they spend 10 hours on the mitzvah to actually have a Sudas Purim. And therefore, we have here three Rishonim who describe Chanukah as Yimei Simcha. Now, okay, that definitely gives us, enlightens us, and it gives us some clarity somehow that the Rishonim are finding a chiyuv to have Simcha, Mishta V'Simcha on Chanukah. It still leaves us with a tremendous simple question, which is, where did this come from? Where did this come from? Again, we read the Gemara. The Gemara says, however it all. It doesn't say a word in the Gemara about Simcha or Mishta or anything else. I'm not seeing that anyone has a different girsa in that brisa, which the Gemara brings. It seems that the brisa says what it says, and yet somehow the Rishonim seem to take as a bover poshut, because they don't seem to even feel the need, so far the Yisraelim that we saw, to bring a source to what they're saying or any explanation. They just say that it's a mishnah of simcha.
Maybe I don't as soon as I don't.
Not this one. It doesn't seem like that's the pasuk. Okay? Okay, so these are a few Yishanim. We'll soon see that there are more Yishanim. But in order to start getting some clarity on what's going on or where is any of this coming from, I want to look at one of our Kadmonim, one of the early Achronim. This is the Marashal. Marashal in Yamshel Shloime. And he writes as follows. Oysom sudeis she'oysim bimei Chanukah. The sudeis that we make in the time of the days of Chanukah. And again, you may have noticed it's not the first time that somebody describes it that way. The sudeis that we make on the days of Chanukah. Nira shein sudeis mitzvah. Marashal says these are sudeis mitzvah. Okay, so far, he's saying like Yishanim, and he says, "Kidivrei Haramba, shehen yimei simcha v'halo." Says that in the Rambam, he says, the Rambam says yimei simcha, so that's where it says that they're sudas. Now, we have a problem from the Gemara. He has no problem with the Gemara. Fakat, he says, the Rambam, of course, he says, because it's like it says in the Gemara. With Talmud Mashma, the Niskun Nami L'Mishtem V'Simcha. That's the Mashma the Gemara says, that it's Mishtem V'Simcha. Now that's a palate for a second. But he says, I'll show you how. Midamrino on Lishona Acheres Kovu Vasom Yomin Toivim Bahalovoido. Mida Oma Yomtiv. The Loika Oma Kovu Shmoinas Yomim Lahalovoido. Which you could have said, if you only wanted to tell us Halovoido, what was the need for those words in Yomim Toivim? Shmamina the Yomtiv Name Kipshutei. He says, you see, that's the Yomtiv Kipshutei. Which means, the plain meaning, he says, of the word Yom Tovim is that it means that it's Mishta V'Simcha. Now what that means, what does that mean? It means that Yom Tovim, often the word Yom Tov, Gemara Legabe Purim, says that Yom Tov actually means Issam Alochem and Adim. If Issam Alochem and Adim, that's called the Yom Tov. However, by Chanukah we know clearly that there is no Issa Malacha on Chanukah, and Rashi is madgish that when he explains Yom Tovim, the word Yom Tovim of Chanukah, he says Loisha Sirim Malacha. It does not mean that. He says, what doesn't it? What doesn't it? So he says it means Kipshutei, Mishta V'Simcha. What's Kipshutei? Kipshutei, he says, Mishta V'Simcha. Now, I said right in the beginning, there's something to that. There's no such thing for that called the Yom Tov that doesn't include Mishnah V'Simcha. Right? The Yom Tov always includes Mishnah V'Simcha. And therefore you say, I saw him Yom Tov.
Because there were Kabbalahs. There's no Kabbalahs by Chanukah.
1 second. Where does that assumption come from?
Yom Tov, the Kabbalahs, the Slash to me by Yom Tov.
I don't understand, yeah. The meat over there is from Bosser Shlomo. What comes that? But the Chal. Ramon says Simcha means meat. Why and how? That's for this. But he's saying, it comes from the word Yom Tov. What does the word Yom Tov mean? It's not an extra word. What does it refer to? It must mean, again, like I said, the first thought would be, it doesn't mean that. So it must mean that it's a happy day. It's not a happy day. And what's a happy day? A happy day is a day with fleshing and sugars. What else does it mean, he said? It's not extra words to make it sound fancier. Interestingly, the Sam Sofen is a great of Shulchan Aruch. Tovkuf Tzadik Zay, not in Hilchos Chanukah, and in his Tshuvos also, he writes that a Yom Tov, Geder Yom Tov, only applies the Mokim Diyesh Mitzvah Suda. So, there's precedent for that among the Achreinim, that Yom Tov refers to a Suda. Now the Mashal is before the Chsam Sofer, he doesn't mean the Chsam Sofer as a Rai, the Chsam Sofer would generally bring the Mashal as a Rai. But again, this is something, this is not the only place where this shows up, that the word Yom Tov must mean a Chiyuv Suda. So this is the Marshal in Yom Shul Shloime. Now the Marshal has his Tshuvas also, and in the Tshuvas of the Marshal he writes as follows. Mitzvah l'smoyach b'chanukah. U'mishum hochi kero Yom Tov. V'hein yimei simcha. V'chein posach ha-Rambam v'amordechai oloch. In other words, we see l'shitosei the Marshal in these two places in Yom Shul Shloime and in his Tshuvas. He says, Chanukah are yimei simcha, and yimei simcha, he says, is derived from the word Yom Tov. That's why it's called the Yom Tov. It's Yemei Simcha, and he says that his source is the Rambam. So again, having seen whatever we've seen, No surprises there anymore. Clearly, that's the pshat. So, up until this point, what have we seen? We saw the pasuk of the Gemara L'chayre, just from a simple reading, looked like there's only halav v'ido, and there was no yom tiv involved or any kind of simcha, mishtav or simcha. Then we saw the Rambam, Tosfos, and the Kolbei, who we say, kimei mishtav or simcha. Hello, where does that come from? Marshal, he says it comes from the words, kvo'um v'ason yomim tevim. Okay. So now we have yomim tevim, that's one thing, that's mishtav or simcha. The halav v'ido, addition, very good. So we have two different things going on. That's three Yishonim. What else is going on? And what else is going on in the Paiskim? So there's a Bach. Bach is in Tofresh Ayin. Le'inyan Halacha, he says. Le'inyan Halacha. Nirel Anius Daiti. This is the Halacha, in my opinion, says the Bach. Minig Ze, Shemar Ben Besuda. This minute, that we're Mar Ben Besuda again, the third time that I'm pointing out, and it seems like there's no doubt about what was actually going on. Only a matter of what and why it's going on. Minig zeh shemarim besuda kvanogu by gedolei ador akadmonim, the gedolei ador of the previous generations already had this minig. Mashal kosav, that the Rambam is mashmer kimei simcha, v'chein kosav Mordechai Oruch, he's quoting the mashal. And then he says, v'zel shem arash me ostrach, this is one of the old sifrei menhogim, menhogim arash of Austria. V'chanaki yesh linig simcha mishta. Again, time of the Rishayim. V'chei mukhach tzav b'Rambam. He also says, that's what I saw in the Rambam. In other words, the word simcha, everyone jumped on it. As soon as they saw the Rambam add that one word, they didn't say, well, okay, halos nisht. No, they all jumped on it and read into it a halacha that had not previously been apparent. Others, he say, bring a raya from a Mordechai, who brings some Rabbeinu Yoel, that's Rav Yo, who says that in benching, this is his tzak, Rav Yo's tzak, it's in benching. If you forgot to say Alan Nisim, you have to go back to bench again. Why is that, he says? Never bench again when you miss out Koyo, unless the suda that you were eating, that benching was on, was a chiyuv. If it's not a suda smith, so no chiyuv to eat that suda, you don't go back. Right? Shema Mino, he says, is different than other days. Loi tzaki b'loi pas. You must have a suda. That can be the only reason, he says, why Rav Yo would have such a psak to repeat the Alan Nisim. Must be the death of Shah. Okay? So what do we have over here? So we have, again, according to what we're seeing over here so far, what's the makor for all this? We find a bunch of Rishonim who seem to find the Chi of Suda, and the makor of it, so far, makor of Tosfos, of the Rambam, and all these others, is from the Braisa's words of Yomim Tovim. Kavon Yomim Tovim, Asom Yomim Tovim, Halo Loido. And this is what tells us that there needs to be Siddhis.
And that's the point of those Paiskim, then you would have to repeat Alan Nisim?
That's it. That's the right half of the Rav Yo. Decide why we don't type them. The reason we wouldn't do it is only because, as we'll see, this is not the only opinion, and it creates Suffolk Brokers.
But any Chiyav Suda means Chiyav Suda will pass, or does it have to be on the Yayin? It doesn't have to be that you have to bench.
So far there wasn't any mention of Yayin. There was a mention of pass, and there was a mention of Bosa. Right? Maestri Keach on the Ramon says that it's Bosa. He says, how else do you have a Suda? His way of learning out a Suda, he says, is because it says Simcha. And Simcha is the Bosa, so it's Bosa as part of a Suda. That's the way it goes. Or whenever it says, Ain Simcha will Bosa, it's Bosa Derech Suda, he says. Not stand a piece of meat out there. That's the both of those. So we have pass and dochpashim, although it's not called the siddur. There's no siddur called pass. Bosa is what the Ma'aser Kach found. You need a flesh of the siddur. Okay. So again, like I said, so far we have one source for this halacha, but there are other sources as we're about to see. There's a Meshech Chochma. He says this on his own. We're going to soon see that there were others before him who came from the same thought. But the Meshech Chochma, the Meir Simcha, of course, and in Parshas Baal Loischa, he says that when it says of Yom Simchaschem, it's talking about Chatzitzim as well. When to blow Chatzitzim. Yom Simchaschem, of Meir Deichem, of Meir Chatzitzim, of Skatim, of Chatzitzim. He says, what's the Taich of Yom Simchaschem? The Taich is, he says, Ve'eit Chanukah Samizbeach. At the time of Chanukah Zamas Beach, that's a special Yom Tov, and you have to blow Chatzitzos when you make Chanukah Zamas Beach. V'lochein v'chanukah. The whole Yom Yiluim v'yimei achash minoyim, shebonu mizbeach chodosh, they built a new mizbeach. Therefore, kosav harambam, the whole Yimei Simcha, or kevorum v'simcha. The reason why Chanukah became Yimei Simcha, Yimei Simcha, is because Chanukah Zamas Beach. And Chanukah Zamas Beach is called Yom Simchatchem. And now you wonder, he says, why the Rambam says it's Yom Simcha? It's Yom Simcha, because Chanukah Zamas Beach. Now this, of course, raises the question, where was this all up until his death? Yeah? Where was this all? But it doesn't say this. Again, the Shtetlich doesn't say anything about Chanukah Zamas Beach, right? Nor does it say Yom Simcha. So it sounds good. Why is it anyway? So we're soon going to see that the obvious. But there's a rosh for some Meir Kotzman, the third parak of Meir Kotzman, and says, "I bring to my ears Geis. Hayav Reb Yitzchok ben Geis is one of the Rishonim. Kotzav. Onu noyagin imoy zekeinim hol Rishonim. Shaloi loy matzidu kadin bechanukah b'Purim. You know they see the kadin Chanukah and Purim. And why he says Rishchodesh vechanukah shechal b'Shabbos." Halolu Yemei Simcha Nimhu. These are Yemei Simcha. The Ksiv of Yom Simchatchem, of Moyadeichem, of Rosh Hashanah. So here we see again. This is Maritz Geis on the early Rishonim, who says, you have Yom Simchatchem, the first of Hanukkah. Ubechol Echot Mehem, Oymer Halav. Each of these days they say Halav. And what do you say in Halav? Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, Nogilo Vemesmucho Boy. So you don't say that fast unless it's a Yom Simcha. And therefore he says, Chanukah is a Yom Simcha. And what's the Yom Simcha? He also brought that source, Yom Simchatchem, the first of Chanukah. The Eben Ezra, in Parshas Baal Oisro, the Eben Ezra said, also on these words, Yom Simchatchem, with the Eben Ezra, what does Yom Simchatchem mean? You mean, Sheshavtem Eretz Oyev? You came back from enemy territory. Or Yitzachtem Oyev Allah Aleichem? Or you beat your enemy who came to attack you? Or Kvatem Yoim Simcha Ki Mei Purim V'Yimei Chanukah? That's Yoim Simcha, he says. That's Yoim Simchatchem. Chanukah Purim is called Yoim Simchatchem. Again, all the Yishayim seem to agree that when something is given a Hagdorah of a Yom Simcha, that refers to the fact that you have to have real Sudas. Well, this is the Eben Ezra. I want to say a fascinating thing here. That's Eben Ezra the famous in his Pirush HaChumash. I don't know who over here knows this special Zemer. I wonder if anyone here is aware of this. The special Zemer, old Zemer that was written for Shabbat Chanukah. And it's called Ichlu Mashmanim. Anyone here aware of that? Don't know about it. Ichlu Mashmanim. It's written with Rosh Hashanah at the top, they say Avraham. And it's Miyuchas to Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra supposedly is the one who wrote this Zemer, especially for Shabbos Chanukah, it's the same. It's out there, you can find it wherever you want, and it seems that in a lot of Siddush and Mekhimus, they have a special niggun for this piyuk of the Eben Ezra, which he wrote. And they sang the same niggun as things in Vision and Chernobyl, things from Talmidei Halacha 7, they had a niggun on these words. If you read that Zemer there, which again, officially, Eben Ezra was the one who wrote it, what's mentioned there is Shabbos Chanukah. It says you have to make special fancy food for Shabbos Chanukah, more than you do on any other Shabbos. The Mashmoz, though, is, and again, if Chanukah has nothing to do with foods, if Chanukah has nothing to do with service, then Chanukah should not affect your Shabbos Chanukah either. Right? Why should you be oichel mashmanim? And he says, basically what it says in that Zemer is, basically sell your clothes off your back and get them making over fancy suit for Shabbos Chanukah. But what's more? Again, if Chanukah is a goyim of simcha, mishtav simcha, so it's goyim of mishtav simcha as an addition to your regular Shabbos. But if Chanukah is not a goyim of Mishtav Simcha altogether, So why would you add something to your Shabbos to Kesuda? Shabbos to Kesuda, it's for the Shabbos. What does that have to do with Hanukkah? Right? And the truth is that there's a Marie Bruno, who was one of the Gedolei Achreinim, who writes, don't say it. Don't say that there are Mishlum HaShmachas. If he doesn't agree with the Halacha, that's in it. But you see that he also understood that, again, assuming that the Ebenezer wrote this, that what it says in this is that there's a Chiyuv Suda on Hanukkah. And because he didn't want to agree with that, he said, don't say that there are Hanukkah. I don't agree with what it says. Right? But again, it's perfect with Ebenezer himself, Allah Ta'ala, who writes the Yom Simchaskam refers to Hanukkah. And once you understand that, you see exactly why he wrote a special Zama of Ichlum Hashmanah for that time. And in fact, the Ben Ishchai, in his Hilchus Hanukkah, writes also that Shabbos Hanukkah, one should add to the Suda more than any other Shabbos. And the Mashmois again would be the same thing. He's following this Ebenezer, and he understands that Hanukkah is a Chiyuv Suda. And therefore, there's reason Al Pi Halacha to add to the Suda of Shabbos Hanukkah, because there's reason Bechal to add to the Suda, to make Suda of Hanukkah altogether. Suda Mitzvah. Now I do want to say, maybe a little bit parenthetically, but it's interesting you say this, there is a different Mahalach in understanding that Rabbah, when he says that it's Yimei Simcha. Like I said, a lot of Kadmoinim understand that Yimei Simcha must mean Sudas, if not Shleishah of Sudas, but there is another way to understand what that is, and that's in other Achrayim. Rogachov and his Sofnas Paneachon, Masech HaSeifrim, there it says that Hallel has to be said b'ne'ima. Hallel should be said b'ne'ima. So he said with a sweet melody. Zokt, the Sofnas Paneach, that that's why the Rambam writes that Hanukkah is a Yom Simcha, so that we should understand that the Hallel was said on Hanukkah is being said because of the Nes, and it needs to be said the Simcha. And therefore, there's a dogish of Ne'imo Shol Simcha Mitzad Hallel. As is of Tirogichova. And he says, that's what Rambam is saying when he says, Chanukah is Yimei Simcha, he's talking about how the Hallel should be said. And it actually stems very well with Rashi on that figure. Whether that's the Psalm the Rambam or not, obviously the big daily Afrenim who held that it's not that the Rambam. But Rashi seems very much to be saying that because he says, Shalai Nikvu Ayomim Toivim Elo Likur Italu. So it seems Takeh that the Yom Tim Shaboy is for the Hallel. Whether that's the Chat Rambam or not, open question. But the Rogachov learns that that's the Chat Rambam. And the Rashi definitely says that Chat. There's also another interesting place that a similar voice is said. There's one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, you know, 50 years ago. You go to say from Maasei Chiyo, the Chiyo Turchin, the Talmud Muvik of the Briskerov, and he brings the Shame the Briskerov. If you make Simcha means, what does Yimei Simcha mean? Asirim behesfer retayim. That's all it means. Yimei Simcha means asirim behesfer retayim. Yimei Simcha means that you cannot make any aspedim or fast on Chanukah. That's all it means. That's what Yimei Simcha means. It's Yom Tovro of Yom Tainus. It's the Issa Hesfer retayim. It's Shmer Vidal. And then he says, that's the pshat. And what, this is the Bala Kuntras himself, right? This is not, he's even having this now. That when the Rambam says, Simcha v'halel, it means that in order to say Hallel, you need to have that the day should be a Yom Simcha, because in order to say Hallel, you need, that's the kind of day you need to say Hallel. You need a Yom Simcha in order to say Hallel, and they made a takon of Yom Simcha because of the halacha of saying Hallel. Again, this fits perfectly with Rashi, let's have Shat Rama Monat under the Shaila. But you see a couple of Achrenim here who tell to this Yom Simcha that the Rambam says, not the Suda, but the Hallel. Be that as it may, as we saw, the Bach and the Maharshal, who were hundreds of years ago the biggest place that we had, the Bach, the Maharshal, the Maestri Rekeach, again one of the Gedolei Achreinim, clearly say that the Rambam is talking about the Chiyuv Suda. And again, it's not only the Rambam, as we saw, the Ibn Ezra, we saw Tosfos, we saw the Kolboi, Marash Estreich, a whole list of Yishayim, that this is their approach to the way that this works. We saw, of course, Marius Gaius, and therefore, it's definitely not a big finish to say that that's what the Rambam is referring to when he says Yimei Simcha, and that L'chayu should be the pastures, despite the fact that, again, I didn't want to full, I want to give a full disclosure here that there are others who learn other Pshat and Rambam, but as they state, in these big daily Afrin, this is the way they learn Pshat and Rambam. The Daki Moshe, of course, the Ramon, and his glosses on the Torah. He writes, he brings Rabbi Avrom, but Rabbi Avigdor Miprag. He calls him Maharah Miprag. Not Maharal Miprag, but Maharah Miprag. Avrom, but Rabbi Avigdor Miprag, who was from the earliest Acharinim, who says as follows. Av Mordechai Ha'oruch Kosav. Av Magilus Tainis Omru Chakovu Yomtev Mishum Chanukas HaMizbeach. Here we have, straight back to the Nesha Chochma, who he doesn't bring this. Seems to have been even on his own. V'chei kosa or zarua, v'chei mashu medish rabo, rei shasas ba'alois, so he says. This is the mashmoyis of it, he says. That the yom, this is a yomtiv on Chanukah, mishum Chanukah, sam is beach. And he adds, mishum ze kovu mishte v'simcha. Here, he's going to give us a tremendous favor. Well, up until this point, like I asked, I said, Meshach Chochma is beautiful. Where is it in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara tell us any of this? So he says there's two separate things going on Chanukah. Number one, Mishnah Mesimcha. And Mishnah Mesimcha is because of Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. And that doesn't belong in this Gemara, he says. This Gemara is not talking about Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. This Gemara is talking about the Nes Chanukah. The Nes Chanukah is a golden tacket of nothing more than Halal Vodor. As the Gemara says, when the Gemara speaks about the Nes, very good, Halal Vodor. We used to think about Mishnah V'Simcha. It has nothing to do with this. There's not a discussion here. He says, Mishnah V'Simcha is because Chanukah Sam Mizbeach. That's an additional thing that happens to come out at the same time. So again, when we discuss the next Chanukah, we speak of Halal V'Yedot. When we discuss Chanukah Sam Mizbeach, which is a historic fact that goes way back, everybody knows, at least many people know, that Rashi says that the Mishkan and the Midbar should have been put up in Kislev because it was ready. And they pushed it off until Nisan, and the eventually said, I'll pay you back. So in the Chanami, Chanukah Zam Mizbeach happened at that time. And it was the Chanukah Zam Mizbeach that was a payback to way back to the time of the Midbar. Okay? There you go. But that's two separate issues here. We have Halal Vodor, which comes from our famous, familiar Chanukah. And separately, for a different reason, there's also a Chiyav Mishnah Nesemcha, which doesn't belong in that Gemara, but sells in Chazal, the Medrash. And that's mamish like that in Eshech Chochma. That's mamish like that in Eshech Chochma. It's mamish beautiful. We have that source. And fierce like the documentation on that, he says, Ve'em shesho v'zeh noyav v'mish to v'simcha. Again, maybe that's the reason why we do make mish to v'simcha on Chanukah. Again and again. No matter who's saying what, we find that's what the oil and oil does at Klaus. Yeah? And from the earliest times, like it says, "Kidoylei Abdoir Yomim Kadmoinim." It says this was that what they did. Eshesh, there's no mishnah v'simcha. And now that's the psak halacha of the lavush, of the bach, of the tav halacha lemais.
Why doesn't Chanukah start deserve?
Why
doesn't Chanukah start deserve mishnah v'simcha?
Okay, balzem, because the sheet is all the attack doesn't at all. So we'll have to see why that is. But I do want to point out another interesting point here. So we mentioned the Ma'aser Yekeach, who says that if the chiyuv mishnah v'simcha on Chanukah, if the chiyuv simcha, yeah, and the chiyuv suda, he says fakir. The way the Ma'aser Yekeach approaches it is that the suda is a vehicle for the meat. Right? So it's fleishiks. You have to have fleishiks on Chanukah. Whoever heard of that? Nobody. Who heard of having nothing on Chanukah? Everybody. Right? Meiridik. Of a verse comes, the Ramah is the one who brings the ram and the kolboj. Do we remember the Kolboy? The Kolboy, the one who said that in the Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha on Chanukah, he is also one of the sources brought into the Ramah to eat cheese on Chanukah. You hear that? Come to close in the Gerald and his Chuvah from Divrei Yatsif, and he says, obviously, when it says to eat cheese, it's besides the Chiyuv of Mishnah V'Simcha B'Basar. You should also make sure to eat some cheese on Chanukah, L'zeicher and Nes of Yehudis. Right? So now, why do you have to eat meat? It's either because of the Nes HaNeiris, or, like we saw, maybe it's because of the Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. But he said, also, what meant it? The Ichi? Was there even anti Hodes? Very good. But this can see the Dr. the Kloisenberger. And he brings, look at the Kolbo, he says, not what the capsule show Gavino. He shall make a certain dish out of cheese. He says, the Mashmoya says, that besides the Sudas, he shall also have cheese. Okay, don't say he shall make Sudas show Gavino. He shall make a capsule show Gavino. Very good. He doesn't even bring that the Kolbo himself was the one who, like I said, says that is Chiyav Mishnah V'Selma, and he's the one who says to have the cheese. So again, it's even more mistaken what he's saying, that these two things are no steer. There's no contradiction between the two. We do both. The Fleisha Gesudas, and you should need some Melchix. As it comes to us, according to this data. Ad Kam Shita Aleph. All of what we did until now is one shita. And again, this is the shita, let's call it now the shita of Tafesis Olam. And all the others, obviously, who we saw until now, including, of course, the Kolbo and Ebenezer. But these are another shita, and it's a famous shita. And it's the record of it is in the Sefer Minhagim of Marat Tirna. Isaac from Tirna. Again, this is a very old Sefer Minhagim, written at the time of the Rishon. And this is a minhag Chanukah. He writes this up. The Kol Sudeis Chanukah, Sudeis Rishus. Sudeis of Chanukah, Sudeis Rishus. Now, that's nothing like what we saw until now. Well, let's listen to him. The Loi Kavu Elo Lohi De Tzolahalo, the Loi Mamesh Tzolahalo. Yes? That's what it says in this Sefer Minhagim. But these Hagoyis Minhagim. Hagoyis Minhagim are old Hagoyis that were written in the same generation with the next one, still in the time of Yishayim, old Hagoyis, which are written on the Sefer. And he, in the Hagoyis over there, writes as follows. Sudeis Chanukah Rishus, ulekach noagu loimar mizmoirim, uleharbois boi tushbochois, kidei sheyehei kesudas mitzvah. Yes. That means, in and of itself, the Suda Shishus. But that's why, he says, we have a minig to make sure Loimam is Moirim, Laharis Tishbachis, in order to turn it into Suda Smitzvah. What's it, Negeya? He says, to turn it into Suda Smitzvah, interestingly enough. Now, what do you mean, what's Negeya? It's Suda Smitzvah. He says, no. Oz Mutul Tam Tachim Lahonis Meir. I mean, the Chachamim will only eat in public at a Suda Smitzvah, they can have an off on such a Suda. Let's say he's only going to eat by Suda Smitzvah. This is a Suda Smitzvah. As long as you say Suda Smitzvah, he says, and there are more in the Akim Moshe and in the Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he brings this Hagoyis Menhagim, and he ends off with the words, Kain Heshiv Moiharam. This is the answer of the Moy Haram, which would seem to be Haram in Rothenburg, but that we'll have to see. He brings it down. Kain Heshem Haram is not in the Menhagim or Nagayis Menhagim, that's his own words. Okay. We'll see. Again, the Beis Yosef will bring the Haram differently. I'll talk about it. What did we find here? This is a very interesting sheet here. Many of us have heard of this sheet already. Again, like I said, it's brought in the Ramah. It is not some obscure thing. And he says, you should say his mirror is disposed, and that turns it into Siddur Smith. Okay? And who you say she is disposed, it makes him to Siddur Smith, and this is the Psaq of the Ramah. And the Psaq, by the way, is the Oruch HaShulchan. This is the way he brings it down. It's a tremendous Chiddush, though, Rabbi Yisai, and it's Torah Chumotam. And I don't know, could be a lot of people in here have thought about this, maybe others have not thought about this, but it's a Shtickle Pella. Let's take this apart logically for a second. One second. In other words, what are you saying? Siddur Chanukah is not a Siddur Smith. Which means, there's no mitzvah to have a Suda. But if you have a Suda and you think, while you're having a Suda, so you turn the Suda into Suda Smitzvah, how does that work exactly? How does that happen? In other words, if it's not a Suda Smitzvah, why does it turn into a Suda Smitzvah if you sing that? Right? This is the question. The way I would understand it is that he's saying as follows. If the Suda turns into a chetimtza, into a means, into a vehicle. So halal v'idah, which means halal v'idah, the kula alma is a chiyuv on Chanukah. That's clear. Those are the words of the Gemara. Right? No chiddush about that. If you can take a suda and turn it into a vehicle and a means to halal voido, that itself makes the suda into a suda mitzvah through that itself. Now this would be very beautiful in the Lashon of the Braisa. Asorim yomim tovim b'halal voido. They turned it into yomim tovim with halal voido, which means it's halal voido, that could turn it into yomim tovim. It's very beautiful. Again, the suda in and of itself, not a chiyuv and not a mitzvah. But if there's halal voido in the suda, and that halal voido is a product of the suda, it's facilitated by the suda. So you have a suda here that's facilitating halal voido. That's what turns the suda into a suda mitzvah. I want to, if we can understand this, I want us to look at another one of the Gedolei Achreinim who's going to make so much more sense now. We haven't seen him yet, and we haven't seen what the problem is. We'll see. First I'll tell you what he says and what the problem is, but if we're right with this Mahalach, we'll see that he is going to suddenly become very clear. This is the Chavis Yair. Chavis Yair in his Trumas says as follows. He says, if you say Divrei Torah u'pilpul, Divrei Torah u'pilpul halacha, Divrei Torah u'pilpul halacha. If you say Divrei Torah u'pilpul halacha and a Suda, it also becomes a Suda Smut. There's Oksa. But, he says, it depends how the Divrei Halacha, Divrei Torah u'pilpul halacha are said. Why? So he says as follows. He says, the pilpul of the Talmid de Chachomim by the Suda, he says, that's never going to make the Suda into a Suda Smut. Yes. What's the Chiddush? This could be turned into a riddle. What is it that Torah of Talmid Chachamim cannot do what Torah of other people can do? So listen to this carefully. He says, the pilpul of Talmid Chachamim by the Suda can never make into a Suda Mitzvah. Vatam, why he says? He says, the Suda is not the cause to those Divrei Torah. Without the Suda, Talmid Chachamim learn also. So it didn't do anything. Right? There's no accomplishment of the Suda itself. The Suda is not a means or a vehicle to anything. Right? Gamzula Tasuda Temerchom and Wendy. And so when they get together, whenever they get together, wherever they get together, they're busy learning. Aval Hadrusha Basuda, he says, when there's a speech, there's Drush going on by the Suda, we're talking different Agodo, Tapuchalochomim. That definitely turns into a Suda Smith, he says. He's called him a Subim, hey, Tommy the Hachomim, oh, yeah, my name, Achim Lukaila Dervish. That's something that everyone's listening to. And that would not have happened without the Suda. That the Hamoinim, like he says, the regular people, right, the common folk, like, the lay people, yeah, they wouldn't be having these Shemuzerayim Tayyid if there wasn't this Suda going on. And therefore, Loi Nikur Suda Smitzvah, Elik Shafifis, the Oda Bishvil HaMitzvah. When that gathering is for that mitzvah, hadrush bo machmas ha-surda, the drush is here because of the surda, and the people who are b'nei ha-surda are listening to the drush because of the surda. Kup tochoy, that this surda, again, like I said, has a tachlis, it's a means to an end. And if it's a means to an end, that turns the surda itself into a surda mitzvah. Now, in other words, what are we understanding here now? So we're understanding that a Suda Mitzvah, the definition of a Suda Mitzvah in this sense, is such a Suda that causes Divrei Torah. Also, that's Kavali, with that shot that we had in what it says in the Hagoris Menhagim, which is a Suda that causes Halal Voidah, much in the same way as a Suda that causes Divrei Torah, because both of these things are Chiyuvim. If without the Suda, you wouldn't have that same Hallelujah, that's the Suda Smitzvah. Come on. In other words, the Suda is turned into a Suda Smitzvah by what it's facilitated. Now let's pay attention to these two different kinds of Suda Smitzvah. What is said in Hagoyis Menhagim? Perfect. That's really Chanukadik. Right? Hallelujah is a Chanukadik of Suda. But when the Suda Chanukah, again, causes Hallelujah, that's not only a Suda Mitzvah. It's a Chanukah Dikah Suda Mitzvah. But when it causes Divrei Torah, okay, a Suda Mitzvah, a Suda Mitzvah of Tuesday, a Suda Mitzvah of Eeyore. Well, Chanukah has nothing to do with Chanukah per se, right? Well, any time that one makes a suda which will cause divrei teyer, okay, that can cause it to turn into a suda mitzvah. How that has to do with Hanukkah, not so clear at all. But now, now that we realize that problem, now we'll understand the next thing, which is the machzor hashapa.
You don't want to disturb our learning.
Yeah. You see, there's a phenabad on there. Yeah. Actually, it's like it's not in that price of Mishuma. Yeah. But he's a Machta Shekel who quotes the Chavisyoi and Paskins like that Chavisyoi. But he brings it differently than it actually says in the Chavisyoi. I told you the Chavisyoi as it says. Right? But the Machta Shekel says the Chavisyoi differently. Listen to what he says. He says, Mishum de mefalpulim bedivrei Torah teich hasuda loy mikri sudas mitzvah. Talking and learning, you know, you said, doesn't make it a suda mitzvah. Ki im drosha ham yuchedes lo oiso suda. The drosha that is specific to that suda. Now, that's not what it said in the Chavisyoi. He didn't say the drosha that's specific to that suda. He didn't say that it has to be appropriate to the Torah. He said, I need to be tired, but I've spoken. And people are listening, right? But Ken Zayn, that he means taka, Chanukah de Kesheira, which is Shaykh to Chanukah de Kesuda, and that's what makes it into a Suda's mitzvah of Chanukah, and not just a Suda's mitzvah of Torah Bechlal, which again is true still. And that Chavisyoi clearly is saying that, let's say, a Suda any day of the year, let's say Suda Siyum, Givaldi, that would be a Suda's mitzvah because it's caused by the Divitari, it surrounds the Divitari, it revolves around the Divitari, Givaldi, very good. But a Chanukah de Kesuda, possibly, is only when it has either Halav Lidah in it, which is unique to Chanukah, or if it has Chanukah de Kesuda in it. So here we have another Shita. So we have, this is our second Shita. The second Shita is, per se, Chanukah de Kesuda is our Suda Yisushus. But you can turn it into a Suda Smitzvah by making it a vehicle for Halav Lidah, which is Be'etam, the only Mitzvah there is, originally. Right? Originally, the mitzvah of Halav Lidah. There is no mitzvah of Mishnah Simcha. That's Mishnah Simcha. It's the work for the Halav Lidah. Gemaldi, there is a... That's Shittas. Now, interestingly, the Levush brings these words. But he says as follows. Instead of saying that the Halav Lidah will turn the Siddur into the mitzvah, he says, Bechanukah yesh tas mitzvah rehibri asudas. There is a mitzvah to make sudas. Vechein regn be'elu hamedinas. And the reason is, v'shun devoistam ayomim hoya gamken chanukah tamizbeach. And then he adds the key words that are negated to us right now. V'noy hagin loimaz miras v'sish bochoy bo'oisom sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah. The minute is that those sudas mitzvah, which I just finished saying, are sudas mitzvah, one should say, the mirrors of his walk is at those Suda's mitzvah. Clearly and distinctly, he is not saying that the turning into Suda's mitzvah because you did that. He says, he should say, the mirrors of his walk is at those Suda's mitzvah, which are Suda's mitzvah anyway, without the Shira's Vesish Bachis. Okay? So again, the Levush takes this back to Shita 1. It says there's a chiyuv, there's a suda's mitzvah without chiyuv and bochus. Seeing chiyuv and bochus after suda's mitzvah. It's not shady, the Reish Ben Hagim and the Pesach of the Amor, and the Or HaShulchan, the Lailu we see, is it's not a suda's mitzvah per se, but you can turn it into a suda's mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, this is a good place to throw him in because it's very unclear. Mishnah Berurah. Shalit Kedarka, he's very unclear. I thought I was the only one who was aiming on this until I saw in Piskei Tshuvos that it brings, I think he's the one. No, not really. I saw it in a different sefer called Yeshiva Daniel. You did the one, he can't say. He's like, Ukvar Heiru. Who? I don't know. But it's definitely a good point. The Mishnah Berurah, he says as follows. He says, Jisayshir is Boris, but all have a Suda's mitzvah. This is the words of the Ramah, quoting this Hagoris Ben Hagim. All have a Suda's mitzvah, but see your Shir's Boris. V'chein posak ha-marshal ve-habach ke-ha-yeh-shoimim. The marshal and the bach taka also paskin like the yeh-shoimim. Marshal and the bach paskin like the yeh-shoimim, who says that it's a suda's mitzvah on its own. Not because of the shir's mishbachas. So how he mixes these two things together is completely unclear. I don't know how he does that. Again, it's Yeshreinim, that there is a mitzvah, and that's the Bach and the Mashal, true. Yeah? Chayim Posku, the Mashal of Bach, true. Yeshreinim. But that has nothing to do with this Yisach, which is, and then it's a mitzvah. But tonight, that's not the same thing at all. Yeah? So who is the Mishnah following here? Is he saying there's a Suda's mitzvah no matter what, and it's nice to think Shiva's Mitzvah is there? Right? Which is what the Lefush says. Or is he saying it's not a Suda's mitzvah, it only turns into a mitzvah because of there's Mitzvah, which is the sheet of the Grace Menhagim and the Ramah. So that's not clear, but again, these are two sheets. Third sheet. The Maharal had a brother, a Chaim. And he has a Sefer called Sefer HaChaim. And in there he has, the Sefer HaChaim is broken down into individual Sforim, and one of them is called Sefer Parnos of the Chalkol, Mishomah. And there, he writes as follows. He says a tremendous Chiddush in Achmosos Orcha. That's what he starts with. Now, Boitzai, to me this is a tremendous Chiddush, and it's very Negeya today's day. Because honestly, how often do we today come across real serious Achmosos Orcha? It does happen, I'm not saying it's unheard of. But most Achmosos Orcha today is when you're taking your friend in, your neighbor, your cousin, your brother-in-law, your friend, you know, you're enjoying yourself. That's what it's all about. It's not people who are, they're starving, and have nowhere to go. Oh, but I have to say that. Zohu yi la'odom l'karev shcheinohum yudov. It's fitting for a person to be mekarev his neighbors and his acquaintances. Afilu heim ashirim, yachmisim l'fomu l'beisim l'chabdom. Even if they're wealthy, you should take them into the house to honor them. וזהו מצווה אחמוס הצורכם. That's a chiddush. That's the mitzvah אחמוס הצורכם. ומאתו, he says, אל תהי סעודת המראים קל בעיניך. A סעודת מראים should not be light in your eyes. בזמן שאין אימוי צחוק וקל וסרש. As long as it's without צחוק וקל וסרש, a סעודת מראים don't make light of it. לא ילכי אמרו חזל, not for nothing, the Chazal say, but you cannot sue that once you started it, you're not master to sue even for tefillah. The day will begin with the karev to start choikim, mechazekis to start avog and ishle reyayu. You should make sure this together, he says, with friend. And now he comes to his main point, which is going to bring us into our time. The chein hoya haminich asmi mois kadmoinim. Liyo is lakol mishpocho u mishpocho yoyim yuchad bashono shiyyeh lehem lemishtah. Families, since it's ancient times, he said, would have a day in the year when the entire family would get together and make it a family party day. Yes. We're having a family shechita today in the city. Yeah. So this is big yisoid. He says it's important to do that. Families should make family parties. He says, right? He says that on the heels of saying that. Friends should make friend parties. I said to my Rav Malka this week that I'm going to speak about why it's so important to make this Rav Malka. He's composed to that. He says, "Al yeh mishus men kalu beinecha." It's an inyan mishnei atzmai. No matter what's going on, there's no stop straight with kalu sereishes. Kishmak zeigu. Now here comes the point of speaking at us. The kol asuda is shonu noyagim laos is mechanika. All the students that we make who everybody on Chanukah. Nidah she'enom rak derech zevach mishpocho. Our nisim shenasu al yisenu b'zman hazeh. Any Chanukah party, or any family suda, or any friendly meal that happens on Chanukah, doctor, is a zevach mishpocha. He says it's derech zevach mishpocha, which means it doesn't have to be only family. It's not family. No, but it's that type of style. He says a zevach mishpocha al nisim shenasu al yisenu b'zman hazeh. He says, Tavi Bazoi, why is there such a sheet that says the suda shushos? How could that be? How can we suda shushos? It's definitely a Suda Smith, he says. No question. He says, it's cool Suda Shus to make it better. He says. Why? He says, the Suda that Yimachoyev, for example, a Suda, all the Hasana and Abiris, which Yimachoyev to me. No. Eimach Zikun Leila Kol Kachtoivo. Achash Yudarach Achiv, you're doing it because you have to. So we wanted to give you an opportunity here to do something that nobody's holding a knife to your neck to do it. You're doing it because you want to. Oh, he says, Suda Smirayim. But then Nikim and Divusoy. He says it's greater than the suda of a bris or a chasana, which is a chiyuv to make, because this is a chiyuv without a chiyuv. In other words, it's a mitzvah without a chiyuv. He didn't force you to do it. But if you do do it, it's a mitzvah. And that's the only reason, he says, why it's called a Suda Shashus. In other words, what's he saying in his opinion? He says, Suda Shalakia is only called a Suda Shashus as a maila. It's a yisra for somebody who makes it. Right? In other words, Inochanam is a Suda Shashus. It's not like the Mashal. The Mashal says, it's a Suda Shiyuv, it's a Suda Mitzvah. Right? You must do it. He's not saying that. He's not saying you must make it. He's saying that the fact that you're not mechuyev is a ma'ilah. Right? He doesn't say that you have to make it. It's not in the takon of Chazal but Yoni Chanukah that you must have your Yom Yisra v'Simcha. But it's clear from him that if you do make a Suda, if you choose to do it, it turns into a Sudas Mitzvah, which is greater than a Sudas Nesuinu Milah. In other words, this is be'erich what we would call the Derech Klal. These kind of things are called a mitzvah kiyumas. What's a mitzvah kiyumas? I just, I'm choice to do it. For example, the Gro holds that every kizayis masi, you don't Pesach, you make a mitzvah. Are you choice to? No, only the first night of Pesach you choice to. Right? But if you don't, you didn't do anything wrong. But if you do, every kizayis additionally, even all the way until the end of Pesach, make a mitzvah. It's called mitzvah kiyumas. Shchita, a mitzvah kiyumas. You don't know what I ask you. You don't want to eat. You don't have to shech. Even sisters. You don't have to have a bag of dal kamfas, but if you do, this is what you should do, right? So I said, if you make Sudas on Hanukkah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, yeah? And it doesn't depend on Amir Yisrael Sudas Mitzvah. It's a Sudas Mitzvah like a Zevach Mishpacha. And it's automatically Zevach Mishpacha on the Nisan that the Rebbe Yisrael made, like you said. That automatically turns into that. So now we have, as we have to finish, let me just wrap up the three Shitas again. Shita Aleph, the Rambam, and Tosfos, you see also on the wall, that every Suda, that there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to make Sudas on Chanukah, and that turns them into Yimei Simcha. But the reason for that is either because Kavon Vashon Yom Tovim, or because of Chamikas HaMizbeach, which is a separate issue. But either way, there's a mitzvah to make Sudas on Chanukah. And we saw even Fleishig Sudas, with bread and meat. Yeah? Then there's the Shita HaRamah, the same as Yom Tovim, who holds Mitzad Atzmoy, Sudas Shushus. But it's a Sudas Shushus that you can turn into a Sudas Mitzvah by turning it into a vehicle for Halav Vaidah. Because Halav Vaidah is a Chiyah, Mitzvah Sayyem of Chanukah. So if the Sudah becomes that, Gevaldik, very good. Now you have Shita number three, who also holds that the Etzim is Sudas Shushus, but he holds that automatically any Sudah you make on Chanukah without any additional condition is always a Sudas Mitzvah. And the reason is because it always is a Zevach Mishpocha, Ala Nisim Sha'os Ala Vishana. Which means, the mere fact that you're making a Suda on Chanukah, although you're not mechuyev to, but if you do it, that is considered 100% Sudas Mitzvah. How would it be negaya again, but like we saw, that's a Talmud Chacham to be nana from it, any Suda on Chanukah. So any Chanukah party, Gevaldi, very good. We still have the Shvita Shavu Chanon Achlas, so that will have to be in the Toshem Baham Shech. That's a very interesting question, and I haven't seen it before addressed in Kabbalah. However, it seems clear, again, according to Shvita Shavu, it seems at least one a day. At least one a day. Or if you make Simcha, right, every day, so we are going to Simcha. Yeah. In other words, we have to do if I eat Lufis at lunch, and place it at supper or something like that, yeah? Or do like Shavuot, and you know, a bit of dosa, yeah?